All right, October 25th, William Matthews doing an interview with Lisa Epton. Tell me about your family.
Well, I grew up here in Victoria, and both my parents are extremely creative people in very different ways. My dad is an engineer, and he is creative in quite a problem-solving way. And my mom was a teacher for many years, and also is quite a creative person in her spare time as well, as far as like sewing and making things. And she taught me how to draw a figure and how many heads high a figure should be, and that the eyes should actually land pretty much halfway down the head. And that was such a mind-blowing experience for me at the age of probably 8. And so it was interesting to grow up with that always constant support as far as doing creative things. It was always encouraged that I would draw.
And when did you, or why did you decide to become an artist?
Quite honestly, it wasn't a decision. It was just when I was probably 6 or 7, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be an artist, and it was always something that I doubted as an adult, but it was, it sounds so incredibly cliche and cheesy to say it, but it was not a conscious choice. Right. More of a, this is just what's going to be.
Well, that's how it should be.
And I mean, I joke that, because I also have a degree, in fine arts, and I also have a degree in graphic design.
Right, from Nova Scotia.
From Nova Scotia, a college of art and design. And I joke that I'm an artist, but I do graphic design on the side. Because it's actually true. I did the opposite of what was intended.
Right.
Which was to get, a job with a marketable skill in graphic design and then do the fine arts on the side. But no, it never quite worked out that way for me.
Did you have any early experience with exhibitions or participation in shows when you were young?
Yes, quite young. I do remember a few art shows in high school and displaying a wildlife drawing that I'd done. And underneath I said, if I put a piece of paper saying, if you'd be interested in a print, please sign up. I think I had 30 people sign up for a print, and I was 15. I was absolutely over the moon about that.
I should think.
Yeah.
Nice. And where did you train? I know you were in Nova Scotia.
I trained first here at UVic in the Visual Arts Department in 1994. Till I think I did, goodness, that's going back, but I did 1 year, and then I transferred out of visual arts and I went into creative writing and women's studies, primarily those two things. And I did that until 1997, and then I took a year off, and in 99, January 1999, I went to Halifax to go to the Nova Scotia College of Art and Design. I realized after a year here at UVic that what was being taught at this school definitely had more of a leaning towards the concept. And while I found that really interesting, I found that what I really wanted to learn was how to mix color and how to draw and how to make the ideas that I was coming up with realized on canvas. It was always painting. I always wanted to paint.
Right.
I tried to do I dabbled in all of the other things, but always came back to mucking around with paint. And so Halifax was a place that I could go that was very much about the practicalities. And I learned literally how to mix color. And I was absolutely over the moon. It was a wonderful experience to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing that I could go. I mean, could I have gone farther and still be in the same country? No.
Do you identify any particular artists as influences on your work?
Goodness, so many. There are so many. Definitely John Singer Sargent. That started in my Halifax days. And I spent so many hours just looking as best I could, because there are no Sargents in Halifax, no original Sargents in Halifax. So, it, you know, my experience with looking at how he actually applied the paint was limited to the collection of the library, and how strong the reproductions were in those books. And I'm gonna say, I blew things up and I pored over them. And it was only in later years in my travels that I got to stand for hours in front of them. I went to live in New York City for 6 months in 2005. This is 3 years after I graduated from NASCAD. And we lived on Central Park West, and so it was a walk through the park to the Met. And there was a whole room of Sargents.
Yeah, hard to beat.
And yeah, and I had a membership, so I could just go in unlimited, for unlimited visits. So I went almost every day. It was also the summer when I first arrived, so it was pretty smoking hot out, so it was lovely to spend time in that climate-controlled space staring at these paintings. That I learned so much just by looking in those 6 months.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I've had other influences. Mary Pratt, I spent a lot of time looking at Mary Pratt.
Oh, I love her. I wrote a paper about her last year.
Did you? Oh, yeah. She's wonderful. And thinking back to school, I took so many books out of the library and spent so much time photocopying. Paula Motterson Becker, I spent a lot of time looking at her. Very tragic.
Oh, yeah.
Painter. And my mind is going blank on that period of time, but it was in my last year at NASCAD that I looked at a book that I believe it was called Vitamin P. And it was an anthology of modern painting, and I came across Jenny Saville. And I just stopped in my tracks. I'd never seen anything like it, her work. And she was only about, I think she's about 5 or 6 years older than me. But her work was figurative, and reading more in depth about her, she was influenced by John Singer Sargent. Mm-hmm. She went to school in Glasgow, and there are Sargents in Glasgow.
Yes.
And she is just such a hard worker. She just admittedly said that her friends sort of gave up on her for a while there, because all she wanted to do was be in the studio. And I, you know, I read about this and I was just like, I want to be like this. Like, this is just like, this work is just so fantastic.
Yeah, no, you must have identified with her strongly. Yeah.
And then when I went to Edinburgh this summer, and it was my third time in Edinburgh, and I knew the art galleries and I knew which ones I wanted to visit. Mm-hmm. And the friend that we were staying with had gathered a bunch of these brochures for things that she felt might be interesting. And one of them was for the National Art Gallery, the modern one gallery. And they were having a retrospective of Jenny Saville. And
perfect.
I thought, well, yeah, that's kind of worth the ticket here, actually.
That's right, the price of admission.
Completely. And so I went, and it was a bit of a trek across town. I was expecting to see sort of two or three pieces of hers, because it was part of a group show. And you never really put tons of weight on one particular artist. Well, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. They had all her iconic works. Mm-hmm. They had at least 15 of these things. And they are colossal.
Wow.
One of them is probably, how long is this room? 18 feet?
Really?
By about 9 feet high. Oh
my gosh.
I stood in, like, I just walked around the corner of this room and I just kind of stood there mouth agape. And I was just like, this is awesome.
Do you work on large canvases as well?
I do not work that large.
No.
You need
that's large.
Quite a large space, and you need to be able to transport these kinds of pieces.
Yeah, the logistics of it become an issue.
It become a complete issue. But since I got back from this trip, I have painted several pieces that were bigger than what I'd normally done, and it's been a lot of freedom to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Even just a few inches bigger just makes a bit of a difference.
Yeah,
in how I treat the canvas. So yeah, that was a mind-blowing show to be able to go and see, and I got to stand within a foot of these surfaces and really see, like, she must use house painting brushes.
Right.
They're so gestural. They're so incredible.
Nice. Well, I'll check her out. I'm not immediately familiar with Jenny Seville,
but I can on my phone.
Imagine so. Well, any others that come to mind?
Local people. There's my family Pavelic's drawings. I just love the delicacy, but the strength of her drawings, portrait drawings. There's one in the art gallery that's really lovely. Angela Grossman in Vancouver and Attila Richard Lukas. Definitely spent a lot of time looking at those two. I'm sure I'm forgetting.
Oh, well, that's something. Yeah. How about collecting art or buying art by other artists? Are you an art collector? Or what do you think about the art market just as a thing?
What do I think of the art market as a thing?
Yeah, as the art collecting market.
I have noticed that the people who tend to collect my work collect it because they have an emotional attachment to it when they first see it. I've had a grown man actually have to excuse himself from my opening because he needed to recover himself. It just brought up...
It's gratifying.
Yeah. It just brought up so much emotion for mm-hmm. him that he needed to excuse himself. And
nice.
There is something magic about conjuring that kind of emotion in someone by something that you've made.
Totally.
And so what I really like to see is when people collect work because they feel something towards it,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to collecting it because they think it might be worth more. Like, yes. More as an investment.
Of course,
like, that's not something that I personally can identify with.
Sure.
I don't judge people who do it. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Personally.
I understand. Okay. What are you presently working on? I know you had a swimmer series and a girls series. I wonder if you've added to those or if you have any new themes going.
I can't seem to let the theme of the girls rest. So the pieces that I was mentioning earlier that are bigger than what I've normally painted on, those are girls. And I've done one. There was a competition out east and there was a deadline, and that was a good thing because I needed to get this piece done. So I pushed through it, and I pushed through some of the resistance it was giving me,
mm-hmm.
and I made this new painting. So it's another girl. Yeah. So those keep going strong. The swimmers have taken a bit of a hiatus for now, only because I haven't spent a lot of time submerged in water. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
I need more subject.
Sure, more subject.
Yeah, I've definitely done what I can with the ones that I had. Those ones are mainly done from photographs, and so I need to gather the photographs in order to do more, and I haven't done that, so they've been on pause, but they're not out of my system.
No.
So I'm sure that you'll see more in the coming
more
years.
More swimmers,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that has run the gamut of my question set. Is there anything else that comes to mind that you want to put out there in the interview world?
No, I mean, other than, I guess back to your question about artists who have influenced me.
Mm-hmm.
John Curran was another one.
Curran?
John Curran, yeah. The New York artist.
Oh.
He does very, almost kind of Renaissance paintings of nudes. And,
right.
He's a very skilled painter. And his work came out, I think, it started to become a bit more mainstream probably around 2000.
How do you spell his name?
C-U-R-R-I-N.
Okay, Curran.
Yeah, and I saw him speak. So in my travels, I've been very lucky to go to interesting places with big museums like San Francisco or New York or London or Edinburgh. And whenever I'm abroad, I always have to find out what's going on at whatever gallery. And in San Francisco, I got to see John Curran speak. It just so happened that he was speaking that night that I was there. And so I went to this lecture, and it was quite interesting to sit there and have him go through these slides of his work and explain why he painted certain things.
Mm.
And one of his paintings, which is quite an amusing painting, is called Be Arthur Topless.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to the slide and he just said, I just really wanted to paint this. There was no other reason for it to exist other than I just really wanted to paint it. I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't some lofty academic reason. It was, he just had to paint B. Arthur top. I don't know what B. Arthur would think of it, but it's quite a wonderful piece.
I'm sure. Okay, well, I guess that about wraps it up.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
Sure.
And I'll be sending you copies of everything.
Great.
Okay, thanks.